Item number 21.
Number 21 is from the Director of Human Resources requesting authorization to incorporate the ASMESA collective bargaining agreement provisions into and amend various sections of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances that pertain to compensation and fringe benefits. This was referred to Finance and Personnel, and back on March, the County Board referred this item back to the committee.
Director Mitchell? I don't know who's going to... Director Mitchell?
Yeah. Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. A group of individuals, reviewed every provision of the ASME collective bargaining agreement from 2007-2008, and provision by provision, we've outlined in this packet our recommendation for either continuation of a provision through adopting ordinance or a recommendation that there's no action necessary, that we're not adopting or changing anything. Generally speaking, the recommendation is to incorporate all of the financial compensation and fringe benefit provisions with no change. There are just a few exceptions to that, and I can very briefly summarize those for you if you'd like.
Please.
One of the exceptions is shift differential, and that's on page 284 of your packet.
Where is it on the report?
It's in the actual collective bargaining agreement document.
We don't have 284 pages. I don't have 284 pages of this.
I think they're, it's also page 12. If you look at page 12 of the original document, And what we're recommending there is that the union employees received 35 cents an hour for shift pay. The employees non-represented were getting 40 cents. So we just brought everybody up to 40 cents. So that's what we're recommending, okay? Another exception or change is the standby and call-in pay, which is on page 11 of that same packet. And basically, under the union, employees were receiving that at an overtime rate, and we're proposing to make it in line with the rest of the employees in the county to who are non-represented to being at their regular rate of pay. So that's outlined as well on page 11. There are a couple of other provisions related to comp and fringe benefit that we are proposing changes to. There's uniform allowance. We're proposing a change to make it a uniform reimbursement. So rather than get the money up front and it be used for uniforms, we're actually recommending that receipts be submitted and the reimbursement actually tied to what's being spent. There's also a couple of other provisions. One relates to the payment of accrued time when an employee is terminated or laid off and then comes back to the county. If they'd already exhausted all their time off, how are we dealing with that? So we're making a recommendation on page, 356 of the packet, which would be, I can find it. You could see it on page, it's labeled in my packet as page 356. I don't know if you have that. It's where the ordinance, the language is recommended. And then also the last item is incorporating the Rule of 75 pension benefit related to the Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Firefighters Association. We looked at those contracts as well. That's on page 20 of your packet. We simply want to incorporate the existing agreements in the same manner we've utilized for other unions.
Thank you very much. Any questions of the director? I've got a note here. Maybe I misread something. Any questions, any comments? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Wanted to understand. I mean, it says it's basically it's the financial status quo, except those cases that you noted, but what about the non-financial aspects? So, is there any change from when this was first presented in light of the concerns that were voiced in March? Or
there are no changes from them then, because the committee actually had approved the packet. It was the board who said they wanted to wait, and I don't know if that was due to the length and the time needed to absorb everything, but there are a number of things being presented here having nothing to do with pay. That, I mean, each one has something different, you know, in the packet. I don't know if you want us to go through them one by one. I think you probably don't, but there are a number of items in there that are listed.
I'm having trouble recalling the details, but I remember extensive feedback from our employees on things that they saw that they believed were inconsistent with, that they did not believe were consistent between what was proposed and what had been in the contract, and yet it was being presented as this is just putting those elements in. So I want to know if we've really resolved anything or we're in fact at the same point at which then that would affect how I would vote to proceed, I guess.
If you have a question to ask the supervisor, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not aware of the specific concerns, to be honest. No one's come to me and said, these are the items that I'm concerned about. I recall there was some confusion about, in some cases where it says, where's the phrase? It's something like no action or something along those lines. Simply means that we're not recommending an action. So what was in the AFSCME contract, we're not going to do anything with it. It's either covered in an ordinance or it's not, but then there's an impact that's listed. So I haven't gotten direct feedback from anyone on any specific items.
All right, let me try this a different way. So relative to those elements that are not proposed to be incorporated in ordinance here, but were in the contract, how does... Oh, Mr. Grady, you can help.
He's not in the room.
What I'm trying to understand is those things that are not incorporated, they're not now being put into ordinance, but we're in the collective bargaining agreement. We also have this previously adopted status quo policy. So are those things will also continue until such time that we address them proactively to make a change? So, for instance, non-financial things, are we... You know, seniority and these other elements, did these survive? Or just because they're not in here, at what point do they, have they gone, are they going away if we adopt this? Or?
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Gray, go ahead.
Supervisor, I don't know if I have the latest version of what's actually pending in front of you, but the simple answer to your question is, the county board adopted this status quo ordinance amendment, 17.015, back in, I think, February. If you are going to proceed with what's before you in a general sense, it would have to, at some point, either undo it in its entirety or in portion, 17.015. They are inconsistent. 17.015 basically says everything in the contract, with a couple of things we've already dealt with, is preserved until we take other action. This proposal is the other action for you to adopt that policy. So you would have to, again, I don't know if it's in what's pending in front of you, but you would probably have to repeal 17.015 when you take this action.
I appreciate that. I think it answers my question, and it's why I don't feel comfortable proceeding, because what you're doing is you're telling me what you are changing, but you're not telling me what's being changed. What's left out of here gets changed because it doesn't get incorporated. That's
essentially.
So you're only telling me about the things, the report only tells me about the things that you want to change, but it ignores all the things that will be changed by not being incorporated in ordinance. So I'm not comfortable moving forward with it, and I would move layover to September 2012 as well.
Mr. Chairman, just...
Mr. Grady.
Just a brief comment on the way the report is written, as I understand it, is it actually does address everything. In places where it says no action is recommended, that's basically saying it's another way of saying we're not recommending that we continue whatever that clause is. We're not recommending a continuance of that practice or that policy. And so it does disclose the intention in every area of the contract. It may be maybe not as clearly as it could have been stated, but if it's not incorporated, the recommendation is to end that, or that it's not needed.
Okay. Given that, it could be a layover to the July cycle. It would require me to read it, I guess, with a different lens on, to read it that way, to read the document that way.
Okay. We have a motion to lay over to until July, the July cycle?
No, September cycle.
July.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Ms. Secor?
Penny Secor, SB District Council 48. I would support a layover because there are things in here that are changed that are not financial, but they are rights, one of them being seniority. And if you look in here, and if you go to, what is it, page 310, for promotion, seniority no longer counts. Used to be, all things being equal, the person with the high seniority would get it. They still have seniority in there, but they've taken away many of the rights that goes along with seniority. So there is more in here than just the shift differential or the weekend differential. There are many rights that are being changed, and we do have the county execs order that says everything is status quo unless we change it. And I will be happy to go through here item by item, you know, letting you know exactly what we feel about each of them, and some of them are just being negated totally. So we feel that this is the kind of thing that needs to go before the meet and confer. This is the kind of thing that we need to drill down and say, okay, is this taking away a right? Is it not? Is it a status quo? There are some things in here that I do believe that we need to work on. One of the things is because of the January takeover by the state of all our ESS workers, we no longer have that classification. So that has to be dealt with. So there are things that need to be dealt with, but there are things in here, and I ask you to read it very carefully. Unless you want me to go over it now, I would ask to support a layover because there are things in here that take away rights that are not necessarily financial.
To that end, with respect to you're not going over everything that you like to go over at this time.
I understand.
Are you going to present something to us before the July cycle?
Okay. I would be happy to do that.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Some of these things are so really earthbreaking in terms of enormity. It might behoove this committee to consider a special committee for these kinds of issues because, it's 3:30 and we are just falling through this.
Yes.
Stuff.
Yes.
So we might consider that. I might ask the chair to at least consider doing that for some of these huge items. Thank you.
That's something that could happen. We could have, the ordinance, I believe, allows for us, particularly as it relates to personnel matters, to have a separate body. That's what the ordinance is allowed. Okay. We have a motion for layover until the July cycle. Any more comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisor Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Briscoe?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cohen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, delay over 8-0 to the July cycle.
Thank you.